Hello, and good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you are listening to this. My name is Jenny Laney, and I am the creator of Black Minecraft. So, what is today's episode about? I don't know if I would like to call it. I'm not even sure exactly what I wanted to call this episode, but I did just want to touch base with everyone as I was going to do it on a Twitter post, but I decided why do it on a Twitter post when I could just go ahead and speak it? So then that way you don't have to be a Twitter tweeter, a Bird App watcher in order to actually understand some thoughts in my head. So I was sitting on my computer and I was just thinking, you know what? Minecraft could really change the world in so many different ways. And I was about to go in, you know, but as we all know, those 100 and what 40? I don't know what number we're on now. Let's just say 140. It's probably 160 or 80, but those amount of characters cannot fully convey everything. And, you know, doing a twit longer. I think I actually did a twit longer on this before, to be honest. It's cute to do a twit longer, but you know, I wanted to be able to share more. So I was just thinking to myself though, you know, Minecraft could really, really, really change some stuff. So let me go ahead and give you guys the actual breakdown of why I say that. As some people may know and some people may not know, Minecraft does have an education edition. And that education edition, fortunately, is accessible by a wide array of educators. Like, as long as you have an education email, like a .edu email, or you could show that you are faculty and staff, or that you just attend a college, you can actually go ahead and get Minecraft Education Edition. It's really cool. They have so many awesome things in there. But the thing that I was really thinking about is this. Imagine that we put Minecraft Education into the hands of all children, into the schools that are considered the inner city schools with many Black students. Many Black and POC students go to these inner city schools where often they are not really being given the proper type of education, the proper in-depth education of a lot of things. So this makes me think about everything that could be learned in Minecraft, even if you don't play the education edition. There are so many foundations, so many teachings of STEAM. And what is STEAM? That is science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. All of that can actually be found within Minecraft itself. And the education edition just opens up even more ways in which a student can learn from the game. They could even learn coding. So just hear me out now, all right? Because, you know, I've been actually working on this whole Black Minecraft thing for going on like 3 years now. But just hear me out. If a video game can actually help students learn, and this video game is loved by people of all ages. I've played with a 5-year-old once. It was actually really scary though, because they ended up just like putting lava on my house. I was scared of them. But you have people of all ages, all races, just everything playing this type of game. You even have children, young children with disabilities, cerebral palsy, playing this game. Now imagine, just imagine putting this game as a learning source for children of color, for Black children. This means that you are going to be exposing those children to science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics while they're having fun. What does that mean? That means that they're going to be more prone to wanting to get into these type of fields when they're older. And as we all know, the world is changing. The world is changing in so many ways that if you are not a part of some type of technological field, you may be left behind. Sure, there are still physical labor jobs that don't, I guess that don't require science. I mean, some of them in some type of way, I feel like all actually delve into some science. But, you know, there are jobs that, you know, maybe people won't need to use these abilities. But to be honest with you, science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics are really the foundations that people need in order to progress. So when you decide to gatekeep your Black children from playing this game, you are actually deciding to gatekeep them from information that they will use in the future in order to progress. That is how serious it is with my mission with Black Minecraft. It's not just about, oh, hey, I noticed that there are some Black people playing this game. You know, that's cool. Ha ha hee hee. No, it's not even that. There's a bigger purpose. Because when you allow for Black representation, you are allowing for children to know that it's okay for them to occupy this space, grow in this space, and take what they have learned from this space and apply it to daily life. I have personally met some people who are now in engineering fields who started off playing Minecraft when they were in middle school. It taught them so much. Just learning how to do redstone, learning so much about circuits, and just learning just so many different things, learning how to code, just even learning how to make things even, which is, you know, something I still struggle with. But hey, you know, actually allowing those children to grow within the video game and actually expand their minds. That is what's setting them up for the future. So it's as I told people, when you decide to gatekeep for whatever reason, whether it just be racial or financial or whatever, but when you decide to gatekeep children from learning, you are deciding to say that they are not going to have a future. So for everyone who purposely does this little weird racist gatekeeping thing within Minecraft and all of the lack of representation and all of that stuff, what you're really saying is that you do not want a Black child to get their mind within this game, to grow up and be an adult who is contributing in these various fields. That means you don't want Black scientists. That means you don't want a Black engineer. That means that you don't want any Black mathematicians. That means that you don't even want a Black person to even get inside of the video game industry. Now, as much as we talk all about we need representation, blah, 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 blah. The reason why I say blah is because a lot of the people talking about how they need representation fail to give credit to the Black people who are out there streaming Minecraft. The Black people who are out there on Minecraft all the time, showing people their builds, this, that, and the third. Yes, we need representation, but representation often starts within the mind of a child, seeing things and then doing, and sometimes even doing more. So if we have more Black representation out there in the public, there will be Black children. There'll be children of color who will see this and say, yo, that's my favorite game. Wow. There's somebody who looks like me who's playing this game. What are they going to do? Oh, they're going to go real hard in the game. I'm telling you, when people see other people doing things that they want to do or that they do, but sometimes don't know if they have to hide it because they're like, well, nobody else I know is doing it, blah, 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 all this stuff. When they finally see that representation, oh, they're ready to share with the world. They're ready to dig deep. And that is what we need. So when people ask, well, why this? Why are you worried about representation? We're all players. Well, guess what? We are all players. But we're not all accepted as players. A lot of Black students, or just a lot of Black kids, a lot of Black people in general, will never be exposed to Minecraft. And it's really interesting. If we could just put Minecraft into these school systems, if we could just put more Black and POC representation into the forefront, if we could just do that, we could actually change the world. That is how Minecraft could change the world. That is the reason why Black Minecraft actually does exist. It's not so much for me, because I mean at the end of the day I'm almost 30, okay? So like, listen, if by now I haven't decided something of what I want to do, that's on me, you know. It is what it is. I just, you know, hey. But the most that I can do is to try to help those who come after me. And those are the children. Now, yeah, Black Minecraft is for anybody of any age, of course. But I am also a family-friendly content creator. And that's because there's a purpose. There's a reason why I talk about diversity and inclusion. Because I know a lot of children are going to be the ones who hear this. I know a lot of children are going to be the ones who see me. I stream with the camera on because I want them to see me. I don't want them to think that every single Black content creator who plays this game has to hide. I also don't want them to think that there are no other Black content creators. Shoot, I thought that there were no other Black content creators. It makes everything feel small. It makes you feel like you're not going to get anywhere because you don't see other people like you. So it makes you sometimes not even want to try. But just imagine, I'm telling you guys, there are not that many games that are like this. If there are, please let me know. I know that there's probably going to be some video game stands that are going to be like, but Shaney, I know about this other game. Well, I'm not talking about those other games. But just for real, like, let me know if there's any other games that do present a lot of these STEAM foundations. I would definitely like to know, you know, more about them. But I could only speak on what I could speak on, which is Minecraft. But yeah, so that is the way that Minecraft can change the world. But it's all up to the people to get Minecraft there. I would love it if Minecraft was able to do more. I would love it if Minecraft Education Edition was just able to do more. it would be great. They can only do what they can do. I would love to be able to pitch to every single school Minecraft Education Edition. I would love to be able to pitch Minecraft Education Edition to those schools with primarily Black students. I would love to talk Minecraft Education Edition. I would love to pitch it to schools who have a high amount of Spanish-speaking students. I would love to pitch Black Minecraft to a lot of these schools. Now, mind you, I know it probably wouldn't get anywhere because, you know, they don't even want to hear about the thing. What's that one? The racial theory, you know, they don't even want to hear about that. So heck no, they don't want to hear about diversity in gaming. Of course they don't, you know, but I would really love to really sit up here and talk to people about what I'm trying to do and talk to people about how great of a game Minecraft is. Talk to people about Minecraft Education Edition. Talk to them about the need to actually have this accessible within schools and within homes. I would love to be able to provide every Black student or not, I would love to be able to provide every single Black child, every single Black person with Minecraft. I would love to be able to do that. I would, you know, I would jump for joy if I had the ability to do so. We're in a whole entire pandemic. A lot of schools are talking about how the pandemic made a lot of children lose their knowledge and everything like that. But you know what's been happening during the pandemic? I've been playing Minecraft with people, okay? Playing Minecraft with kids during this pandemic, with the children not fully understanding what's going on with the pandemic, besides the fact that they don't want to wear a mask, you know. So there have been children who have been sitting on Minecraft heavily. Now, to be able to have more Black representation so that parents understand that this is a cool game, your kids should get on it, so that schools could actually take a look and say, hey, Minecraft Education Edition, maybe we could have actually allocated that out to our students so that they could actually have learned while they were not actually physically in a classroom. Minecraft Education Edition actually has several maps. Some are actually accessible without the educational suite that do talk about racism, that do talk about diversity. They have so many maps, so many things that, you know, teach you about coding, mathematics, reading. I just did a Spanish map that taught me Spanish a couple weeks ago. So I say all of this to say Minecraft can really change the world. But it's not that they're not doing what needs to be done. Not saying that they can't do more, because we all know that they can do more. I mean, Minecraft has like a lot of money, you know. But I do feel like I have the responsibility to do what I can to show just how important this is, to try to encourage people to look into Minecraft, to try to encourage more Black people to get out there and stream the game, to show themselves, to use Black characters, to be that influence for the next Black child, Because in about a good 20 to 30 years, those same children are going to be the ones running everything. And I think, why not? If I know that this game is this powerful, I know other people know that this game is this powerful. That's the reason why anytime I see a lot of gatekeeping, I see such lack of diversity, I do question. If you guys know that this game is this powerful, why are you guys not trying to include Black people to be faces of the game? Why are you not pushing to make sure that you can at least sometimes play with a diverse group of people? And don't sit up here and say, well, you know, proximity and all of this stupid jazz, aka just cover-ups for why you don't want Black people within the Minecraft space. I don't know, whatever. But it you know, it was just a food for thought. I know I probably dug myself in too deep. But, you know, it's a thought, but it's been a thought for 3 years. it's been a thought that every single time I think about it, I'm just like, wow. Probably like, you know, the smartest thing I've ever thought in my entire life. But it's a really big thought. So, you know, so when people ask, you know, what's the point of Black Minecraft? What's the point of representation? What's the point of blah, 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 all this stuff? I'm really thinking, you know, future. I'm thinking big picture here. But yeah, so that was just my thoughts. Once again, guys, my name is Janie Laney. If you guys do want to follow me on Twitter, it is @ Janie Laney. So @JaneyLaney. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. You can also follow the Black Minecraft Twitter. That's @BlackMinecraft. I don't really want to spell it out. But yeah, so just to let you guys know, We are planning for a great first season of this podcast. Still trying to put together the team. We may just start off with just two people and you know, branch and keep growing and all of that stuff. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening in. I do appreciate it. I hope that I didn't rub anybody the wrong way, but if I rubbed you the wrong way, then that means that you are part of the problem, because nothing that I said was incorrect. It was all, you know, factuals. Can we say factuals? So thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys, or you guys will hear from me on the next podcast. Have a great day.